Hi, I'm Scott Hansman, and this is another episode of Azure Friday. We're here with Santosh Balasubramanian, and we're talking about more details into Azure Stream Analytics.
Yep. So what I thought is I will go on the example that I had shown before. Mm-hmm. In the previous one, I had shown an example of Kinect, which is sending some customer data and product data. Let's see how we can operationalize this. Mm-hmm. Imagine you're in a store, and you have very less staff in the store, but there are a lot of customers. How do you know where do the customers need more help?
Okay.
I mean, how can you automate this process? Right now, actually, we have been talking to some brick and mortar stores, and they say the only way right now we can do it is when a customer comes and buys a product.
Hmm.
Imagine they have Kinect in the store, which is getting that same data.
Okay.
And it is sending that data to Azure Stream Analytics through Event Hub.
All right.
So I'm going to simulate that. Again, the same way, by sending events to my Event Hub. And I have a dashboard here. And if you see this dashboard, I can show you the customer, every time this refreshes, the customer count is increasing. So now, without anybody knowing, I can say, people need most help in table lamps. I'm just sending some random data just to show that there's a live dashboard, how I can make this real-time dashboard and decisions here.
Mm-hmm. So you're simulating that by making this query kind of on a timer inside of this tool.
Exactly.
How are customers making life?
So we have a customer who's going on production, Aerocrine, which is a healthcare company.
Mm-hmm.
So how they are doing their live dashboard is they're bringing their events through Event Hub,
mm-hmm.
doing their processing using Azure Stream Analytics, putting the result back on Event Hub, and then they have an Azure website in which they're writing some custom .NET code for a live dashboard.
I see. So the results on the Event Hub are almost like a view model.
Exactly. So you can basically, you can use Event Hub as an extensibility story.
I see. They bring the raw data in, they do the analytics.
Put it back on Event Hub.
Put it back on Event Hub in a new format.
Exactly.
Very cool.
So, but this is one of the examples. And I wanted to show you, if you remember in my event, I was only sending product ID.
Mm-hmm.
But here, I'm getting the names.
Right, so you're bringing the stream data and then some relational data together.
Exactly. So let me show you how I do that. For doing that, I have already created some jobs, and I'm just going to show you those jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a job which I created called Stream Notifications 01.
Okay.
I have two inputs in this case. My first input is like the previous one, where I have Event Hub, which is bringing my stream data.
Mm-hmm.
My next input is what we call reference data, or relatively static data, which I want to augment with my stream data. And this is in a blob right now. That's why where we allow it. We're going to allow other places for reference data to be there. And the way I enter this is exactly the same way which I did the Event Hub information. I can select my blob store. I can say what container, what is the name of my blob.
Now, how does that get refreshed if this is just a moment in time?
Currently, a customer has to go and update their blob, mm-hmm. but we are actually adding some refreshing capabilities going ahead.
So then I could make a job with maybe Azure Automation or Azure Scheduler that takes my product data and puts it somewhere and then update it here.
Yes. That'll be a feature which will come a little later,
mm-hmm.
the refreshing feature.
Cool.
Right now, we are mainly seeing customers who have relatively static data which is not getting refreshed very often. For example, we are working with some internal teams which are bringing 700 million events of IP addresses per day.
Wow.
And they want to augment each IP address with location information.
Ah.
So they have their IP matching table, which doesn't change very often. Next, my output. I'm writing my output in this case to a SQL Azure DB.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have my Power View, which is reading from that SQL Azure DB. My query, in order to augment these two data, is very much similar to the same, except there is a small difference.
Mm-hmm.
I am using a join, a SQL join, to just join a stream with reference data. Everything that you'd know you could do in SQL, the on statement, the as statement, the aliasing that you could do.
So SQL database administrators, database people, people who are thinking, you know, how are my data, my skills around SQL going to scale into the cloud? They've just developed a whole new skill set and they don't even know it.
We bought stream processing to people who know SQL. I'll give you an example. I went to LinkedIn and I looked at how many people know Java or .NET. I'm fairly technical. I used to be an MSR. 35,000 in my extended.
Mm-hmm.
SQL, 93,000.
Wow.
So you can see how we can actually reach out to a lot more people. So let me show you another example as well.
Okay.
So this is an example of a live dashboard.
Mm-hmm.
The next example which I wanted to show you is for a notification. So what if, I mean, how many times have you been to a store and you're looking at a product and you say, I wish I had somebody to ask about this product. But you just keep it back because not everybody goes and asks for customer support. You can't even find them. What if we can automate customer support? Mm-hmm. What if the logic that the store tells you to automate customer support is, if a customer looks at a product multiple times, let's just say more than 3 times in the last 10 seconds.
I'm trying to make a decision. And I'm
So I can send somebody to help you out, which will improve your sales. I'm going to simulate interaction between a product by just clicking on this interact button 4 times.
Okay.
And what this does is it just augments in the same customer and product into my stream.
Right.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
And what you see here is this is an app which I wrote. Imagine this app is in the store. Mm-hmm. And it says that, oh, a customer has interacted with pillows over 3 times in the last 10 seconds. I'll just show you.
Right, then the person at Target is going to go and say, you know, we need help in pillows, and he'll get a page or whatever they
exactly.
get.
Exactly. And how do I do this? Again, I have gone to Azure Stream Analytics. It's the exact same incoming stream of data on which I'm doing my live dashboard. I can do this as well. Mm. In Azure Stream Analytics, I have created another job, which I call Streaming Notifications or 2. I'll just show you the query. Mm-hmm. In this query, I'm selecting the product name. I'm using a SQL statement right here in which I am just doing a string operation
as display,
doing my join with reference data to get my product name. And
SQL,
you can do, exactly. So you can do group bys in SQL. In here, we have given 3 functions, windowing functions.
Sliding window.
Sliding window, tumbling window, as well as hopping window. So you can use windowing functions that have been given by default. So now you don't even have to think about it. So this basically tells me, in the last 10 seconds, people who have a count of over 3, and grouped by this.
And second is coming from?
Second is, this is a part of the function,
Part of the function.
Which we have given, a definition of the function. My logic was, if somebody clicks on it more than 3 times in the last 10 seconds. That's how easy it is to write it.
That's
what
fantastic.
Am I doing with it? I'm writing this to an output, which is my Event Hub. And from Event Hub, I have my Windows app, which I showed you, the notification app, which is listening to it.
So briefly, in conclusion, I also want to understand scale. What's the difference between me playing with some maybe some IoT things, or I want to find out whether my plants need to be watered, versus a billion entries in a,
exactly.
how do I scale?
So we have a concept called streaming units for scale. Mm-hmm. A streaming unit is the resourcing power which is given to your stream processing query. Mm-hmm. So you can actually say, I want to increase my streaming units, and you pay for each streaming unit. Mm-hmm. This is one of the things. With Azure Stream Analytics, you can create your cheapest stream processing job, which is a maximum of 1 megabyte per second throughput for $25 a month GA,
okay.
or $12.50 a month in public preview. Mm-hmm. The more your needs or throughput increase, the more you can increase your streaming units.
Okay,
and
so
that's just with the slider.
The initial onboarding, I can play with this, and I don't have to worry about breaking the bank.
Exactly. And also other scenarios where you can scale up or scale down and do things so it's most efficient for you.
Very, very cool. We're learning all about Azure Stream Analytics here on Azure Friday.